As with much of the book of Vayikra, Parsha Achrei Mod deals with holiness. The specific holiness that it talks about, at least in the beginning, is something which could be considered the holiest day of the year, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. It's on this day that the Kohen Gadol becomes the star of the show, has many, many things that he needs to do. There are many rituals involved. And at the end of the day, as the name would indicate, atonement, hopefully, is achieved. It includes various offerings. It includes entering into the Holy of Holies. And includes service which is done with two goats. One is thrown out of the temple, and the other one is done inside the Beit HaMikdash. When we look at the day today in our lives, and we tend to look at it in what I think we can call human-centric perspective, we look at it in terms of our own experiences and, most importantly, our own atonement. Our sins weigh heavily upon us, or perhaps the punishment that may follow those sins weighs very heavily upon us. And it's that fear that motivates us, and on the other hand, the knowledge that we have something, we have a day of holiness, we can immerse ourselves in this day of holiness and be forgiven. The chance, the possibility of forgiveness is something which Jews grab onto, we latch onto, and therefore in today's world there's no temple and these offerings and these rituals are not done, and therefore we do what we can do, we pray, we fast, and hopefully we're forgiven. But when one goes back and reads the actual text of the Day of Atonement, there's something which is remarkable, which is black and white in the text. When it speaks about the various offerings which are done, it's not only the forgiveness of the humans, of the people, of the Jewish people, of Aaron and his family and the people as a whole. It's also something in terms of what we can call the atonement of the building. It's the impurity or the mistakes that were done in the temple, which is also cleansed and fixed on that day. So much so that I can even say that maybe this is the main focus, or at least the focus of the day. Now that's something which is interesting, because it may tell us something about our own forgiveness as well, or our own atonement as well. The price of having a temple, the price of having a Beit HaMikdash, or a Mishkan, is the price that we may pay when we do things inappropriate. I mean, it is interesting, the very start of the parsha is called Acharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aaron, that it's after the deaths of the two sons of Aaron. And if you think about it, what is it that they did, without going to any specifics or any charge, any things that they've been charged with and all the things they've been charged with, they misused the temple. There was a place which was holy and they did something wrong in that building, which means the consequence of having holiness is the responsibility when the holiness is mismanaged. And that's part of Yom Kippur. And when we realize that, it may serve as an incredible introduction to the second part, the one which we're more familiar with. We have something else which is holy, and that is the human being, the human soul. Which means the same way that we have responsibility for the Mishkan and all of the Tum'ah, which has taken place in that holy place, we have responsibility for our souls and all of the tum'ah, all of the unholiness which has taken place within our souls. And therefore, this Day of Atonement is so much broader than we perhaps sometimes imagine. It's a day of fixing the holy place and therefore a day of fixing ourselves as well. Day of Atonement is an incredible gift by God, which tells us that just because something got messed up doesn't mean it can't be fixed. But on the other hand, the gift of having something which is holy means we need to take care of it. And if we didn't, then we need to somehow fix it. And that's part of the Day of Atonement. Therefore, just like we can fix this holy place and make it pure again, God also gives us the ability of fixing our souls and making our souls pure again.